you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Several young Jamaicans are successfully entering the field of entrepreneurship. We tell you more on this week's edition of Career Talk. Stay tuned. The business sector is filled with opportunities, and a number of young Jamaicans are entering the field to pursue their dream or to use it as a stepping stone to achieve their ultimate career goals. The areas most vigorously pursued are science, agriculture, technology, and the creative arts. A number of these young entrepreneurs have been reaping results and are using dynamic techniques and ideas to diversify the field. Recently, several young entrepreneurs were given the opportunity to showcase their products and services at this year's staging of Christmas in July. Owner of clothing company FHL Designs, Notisha Williams, says her company has received well-needed support from the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC.
JBDC, they have been very, very good help to us, tremendous support. All our business cards or flyers and brochures were done by them, so we're giving God thanks for them.
Natisha says she has been defying the odds to become a successful entrepreneur.
FHL started in 2013 on the roadside. I just make up some blouse and I hit the streets of Montego Bay, real street girl. But I was determined. I sleep in farmer markets, go mobile to and from, come back to Plainstead. So I sacrifice sleeping on the roadside or make a lot of money. So now from last 2015, we have been going into the stores.
FHL Designs, based in St. Catherine, can be found in major stores across the island. Shireen Forbes is the creative director of Alatra Creative Designs and Marketing. Alatra specializes in personalized photo pillars.
We put persons' photos on their pillows, and for corporate brands, we're also branding pillows. So, for instance, Jamaica Tourist Board or JIS, we can do a JIS pillow. The business is 1 year old. Yeah, we're stepping out into other things.
Shireen is excited about her company and says it's quite refreshing to see her business thrive.
Wow, the success rate has been really good. It is definitely a growing brand. Our objective is to become a global brand that is known for creative difference and for creative design. Our objective is to be in the household of lots and lots of people across the world.
Creative Director of Alatra Creative Designs and Marketing, Shireen Forbes. Manager of Marketing Services at the JBDC, Janine Taylor, explains that the profile of the small and medium-sized business sector has changed, especially as it relates to the level of sophistication many young adults bring to the industry.
It has been the trend over the last 3 years. We have noticed that more and more young persons are coming in to get information on starting their own businesses. A number of them have a lot of skills, talent, and we'd be surprised to know that some of these persons actually learn the skills online.
Ms. Taylor says the ideas being pursued by young business owners are creative and exciting.
That has been a big trend, and we have seen a lot more university graduates coming in as well, asking about the steps they need to take to start a business.
She says data over the last 3 years have shown that more than 200 university graduates have started their own businesses. Additionally, Ms. Taylor notes that the field of entrepreneurship is the way forward, and over the next few years, the country will be seeing a lot more young business owners.
Essentially, what we are seeing globally, entrepreneurship, regardless of whether or not the job market is weak or strong, entrepreneurship is something that is embedded in the growing of youth.
Manager of Marketing Services, JBDC, Janine Taylor. So, if you are interested in starting your own business, you may begin by visiting the JBDC office nearest you, or their website at jbdc.net, or call 928-5161-5. That's it for this week's Career Talk. Thanks for joining us. Do join us again next time. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Shanari Ferron.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.